And welcome back to Speaking of SAC, where we talk about San Antonio College news, trends in higher education, just the good old college experience. Joined here this morning with Dr. Francisco Solis, San Antonio College president. Good morning.
Good morning, Hot Mustard. How are you?
I'm loving the weather. It's nice and cloudy.
Nice and cloudy. A little bit of rain this morning. We can definitely use it as we move into the winter.
Yes. Forgot to put some firewood in the shed, but I think it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So I want to start this week off. I want to give a quick congratulations to some of my students in the back. We held our 25th annual Alternative to Hunger, and we had it a couple Fridays ago on the 11th of November. We raised $987 for St. Peter St. Joseph Children's Home. And I want to thank the bands, Powder Wig Machine, Vintage Pictures, Collective Dreams, and Good City Modern, and Hondros for hosting us. Everyone came together. We were able to put together a couple good meals for some families.
I saw that. I hope that, too, that you'll post that on LinkedIn. You know, it's a wonderful time of year, and I'm always taken aback by all the good work that our students are doing at this time of year. I know they're busy in their last week of classes and finals, and yet they all find time to be able to participate in all of the good works that San Antonio College is doing to help our community at this time. So thank you to your students. I appreciate their work.
And I like how you mentioned finals. We are 5 days, 15 hours, 28 minutes, and 40 seconds away from finals week here at the Alamo Colleges. And you can feel it. You can feel it in the air. There's this electricity, and it's exciting.
You know, yesterday afternoon, I took some time out to walk across campus and look at a couple of the projects that we have going on, maintenance projects that we have going on. And I noticed that things were unusually quiet, which was a good sign. I think that people are finding quiet corners to study as they move into this last week, complete those last projects and papers that are due this week. Any assignments that they have outstanding are completed and put into the learning system, and getting every point that they can for as they move into their finals week.
Yes. You know, any opportunity that came along for extra credit, I jumped at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably didn't need it, but I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know. You never know if something may happen, and you may fall through on an assignment. But extra credit, it's an opportunity to go above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks great because your professor's like, wow, you're amazing. And that's always a good thing when a professor tells you that. But yes, the semester is coming to an end. A lot of the computer labs are full
and busy,
and yes, a lot of these study nooks,
mm-hmm.
Spaces, there's so many throughout the campus.
You know, the entrance to Fletcher has some seating by the elevators, and you know, previous to the building redo, if you want, that had never really been a space for students. And every morning I find students just sitting there in those seats. They're very comfortable. The table's there. They have their laptops open. And there's plenty of students now in Fletcher just studying. And so I imagine there's lots of corners across campus that people don't know about where someone has discovered on a day, and it's a perfect quiet spot to study.
Yes. And then it becomes your spot.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. It happens. It happens. And as we come to the end of the semester, we want to make sure students know about what is going on for next semester, and part of that is making sure your classes are good to go for the spring semester.
Right. Students who are on a payment plan approved by SAC's business office should be aware of upcoming payment deadlines. Today is the deadline for the standard biweekly plan, standard Flex 2 biweekly plan, and financial aid Flex 2 biweekly plan. Students who are late making payments could be charged an overcharge or a late fee, and they could be dropped from classes as well. So if you have a payment, go by and make sure that you're up to date and have made all your last payments.
Yes, and you can even go to alamo.edu/calendars, and there's registration dates, academic dates, everything you need is right there.
Look, and we also know that at this time you may have spent that last payment that you have.
Yeah.
Don't let that deter you from going by the business office and working out a plan. There's something that can be done. Go by. Don't avoid it just because you've spent your payment.
Yeah.
Right? Please go by and make arrangements with the business office. It's important.
Yeah, that's that. This entire week, this past week of going from the Thanksgiving holiday to the Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and now we're on Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to make those payments, but we understand. But you have to communicate. You have to let us know what's going on.
Right. Just let us know.
How was your holiday? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was a great Thanksgiving. It was quiet. I took some time off. It was quiet. We had a nice family meal. Our big family meal consisted of 8 people at the dining table.
Lucky.
Yeah, and it was it wasn't crazy. And we had a nice dinner. And we had a couple of leftover meals, which are pretty traditional in our house. One is turkey pot pie the next day.
Ooh. Right?
So I love to make a turkey pot pie, and everybody in my house knows that's one of the meals that we're going to make. But we did a pretty, planned the meal pretty well, so we didn't have a lot of leftovers this year. It was good.
Nice. Very nice.
How about yours?
I had about 30-something people in the family come over, and we had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Made a whole bunch of turkey, a whole bunch of stuffing, and everyone took leftovers, so all good.
Turkey, traditional or fried?
I baked one, uh-huh. And then I fried one.
How'd the fried one? I've wanted to try it. I'm just really afraid to try.
If you look at the videos,
mm-hmm.
First off, it only takes about 30 to 45 minutes to cook a 12-pound turkey in a fryer.
Oh, okay.
And I usually use, like, a Cajun seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if you look at all the videos where people just light things on fire accidentally, oil and water don't mix. Oil and any liquid do not mix. Mm-hmm. So you need to pat the turkey dry inside and outside. Just grab a couple paper towels, pat it dry, then put your seasoning, and then put it in the fryer. But don't carry the drip pan full of water or drippings over to the pot of oil. It's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how accidents happen. So be safe. It's easier than you think.
Frying inside or outside of the house?
Oh, always outside. Always do it outside. Always do it outside.
Have you seen those new little fryers that this year I saw videos talking about videos? I saw videos come up with.
Oh, the air fryers?
No, they're
Are they the indoor ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I still think the video at the end is going to turn out to be a bad.
Yeah, that could be. If you have a fire
bad
inside.
Experience, but in fact they're not. So they're showing how they can work inside.
But we hope everyone else also had a great holiday weekend. But yeah, thanks. It was good to see family. It's always good. So it's an interesting time of year, because if you look at the fall semester, we have this one little break right before everything comes together.
Mm-hmm.
You have one last week of classes, then you have finals. But the spring semester, you have spring break like right in the middle of it. And then after that, it's fiesta time. And I don't know where the middle or the end is sometimes. I'm like, what is going on? And mm-hmm. we have our pledge drive. I love the fall semester. It doesn't seem as hectic. Like, it does for a couple of days, but then it goes away.
Well, and this year, Thanksgiving seemed really late.
Yeah.
But then as we move through the rest of it, I'm like, it's exactly where it's always been. The week before, the week before finals, the last week of class, and then next week will be finals. And that's the way things happen around here.
And then we're done. It's great. It's very, very great. Let's see. San Antonio College, we're going to be hosting a grand opening for the Empowerment Center. This is going to be going on tomorrow. I believe you would have already had to RSVP. It's packed already. But it's a new Empowerment Center. It's going to be right across from the Victory Center.
Yeah. The Empowerment Center for far too long has been on the way south border of our campus. We're moving it now to the front door right off of Main. It'll mirror, if you want. It's the building across from the Victory Center. The lettering is up on the building now. For a long time, people were wondering what's going in there. It's the Empowerment Center. Dr. Vetter and her team will start to move in. And you know, they've got great classroom space now. They've got great advising space. She just has so much more space now to enlarge, if you want, the mission for our non-traditional students. You know, for too long, people still think it's the Women's Empowerment Center.
Yeah.
That was an old name. A lot, I have to say, though, many generations now have been at SAC when it's only been the Empowerment Center name, right? So just a few of us are still carrying on that old name, and it doesn't even exist anymore. But the Empowerment Center and its mission, we moved into its new building with Dr. Veda and her team. I want to take an opportunity, of course, to thank Senator Menendez, who secured the funding for us, and Congressman Greg Kassar, and also Dr. Stella Lovato and her team and the great work that they've done in making sure that the building is exactly what Dr. Veda and her team needs. They've held many meetings about what it'll look like inside and the fit, and they've carried that out, and now it's open.
It's going to be great. And the Empowerment Center, it has a history of so many different programs. I remember one of the coolest ones I have ever heard of, where they would invite people from the community, mm-hmm. and they got donors in, and they would teach people from the community how to use computers. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the course, over a couple weeks, during the nighttime, they gave the computer to the attendee.
Nice.
And these weren't SAC students. These were community members, you know, empowering the community, mm-hmm. not just the student populations, but also the community. I think that was fantastic.
Yeah, and, you know, this past year, I think they've given out about $275,000 in scholarships. She's a very supportive friends, if you want, of the center who helped to raise funds. And they do a great job there. It's just always, what I'm always amazed by is when that team puts on a function, you know they're all part of the center. And the students always have good things to say about all the staff members there, like many of our areas across campus. But that's a special place for individuals.
I wanted to get your thoughts on the proposed tuition freeze for the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, our Board of Trustees has made a decision to move forward, or they'll vote on it, right? And on our proposed tuition freeze.
Let me back up. I'm mainly talking about Governor Greg Abbott's desire to freeze tuition for another 2 years.
Yeah. I think it's in line with what our board has done as well, right? We haven't had a tuition hike raise in a while. I think a decade now. I can understand where Governor Greg Abbott is coming from on the same token, right? Think about it. We know from students that the number one factor, if you want,
is cost.
Right? And so for many of our students, a freeze is necessary, especially as tuition starts to escalate. Think about the huge increase, especially in graduate programs and doctoral programs, right? And so the freeze is necessary.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause if you think about it, I mean, if you're, I'll go the point of the non-traditional student, because I was a non-traditional student.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is one thing. It's the tuition itself. But then you're adding on X amount of miles every day going to and coming from school.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're also taking the deficit of time away from you working. And I was lucky enough to work overnight. I was lucky enough to have no life. I'm just kidding. I had a life. But it's cost. It's definitely cost. But if tuition is able to stay at a consistent rate and nothing unexpected, I think that's great.
Right. Think about it, right? There are three sources of revenue for our budget in the Alamo Colleges: property taxes, the money we get from the state on a state formula for funding, and then, of course, our tuition costs. And what we want to make sure is that our students, the portion that they're paying, right, is in line with what they can afford. And I think that we do a great job at the Alamo Colleges and at SAC to ensure that we make great use of all three sources of funding to keep tuition low. Another fourth source, if you want, is in our grants and how we use grant funding across the district and across the colleges to really help balance the cost where we can.
Mm-hmm. And so if you are a student out there and you have not applied for scholarships, I highly recommend doing that. But I believe that they should be opening up in January. They did have the late round open up. That was back in September. So now you have to wait until, let's say, mid-January. Scholarships will open up again. Just listen to KSYM. We'll be telling you more about it.
And so often, some of those scholarships go
Unclaimed,
if you want. And for some of them, it's just an application. I know that sometimes when students see, I have to write.
An essay
or something. Right, but we have the Writing Center in so many areas across campus that will help you with those applications.
Yes, so don't leave money on the table. Santino College Mortuary is going to be hosting a service of remembrance for the SAC community, and this is coming up this Thursday.
Yes, it will be Thursday at 2 p.m. at the funeral home or mortuary. It's on Ashby. Mm-hmm. The service will be a time to reflect and remember the lives of loved ones who are no longer with us. The service will run for about half an hour with a minister who will speak at the beginning. If you can, please send a photo of your loved one to be included in a PowerPoint presentation to sac-mortuary@alamo.edu.
And the yes, and in case you've been living under a rock, Santonio College Mortuary is open. To serve the community.
Yes, we have a program that we have a burial program now for any student who passes away during while they're registered in all of the Alamo colleges, in that we will take care of all burial costs. Well, cost at the funeral home. It does not include cost at the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And so for more information, please contact, again, sacmortuary@alamo.edu for any information. And the director there will be sure and forward you that information.
All right. Santana College Dance Program, they're going to be having a recital on Friday. And this is going to be their annual end of the semester recital. It's going to be this Friday, 7 p.m. in the Candler Physical Education Center, and it's going to be in gym number 1.
Right. It used to take place, of course, right in McAllister.
That's right. I'm wondering why it's in the gym. That's right. Yes.
But McAllister is close, right, as we're going through a renovation. The title of the recital is Winter Rhythms, and it'll feature several dance styles, including jazz, modern ballet, and ballroom. Tickets are $6 and can be purchased online in advance. Look for the ticket link in the SAC Talk newsletter or in the events section at the bottom of our homepage on the web. Right? $6. It's a great show. I hope you'll support our students.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. And I would imagine when you get out of the dance recital, you may even be able to catch the last show at the Scobie Planetarium on Friday.
Right. Be sure and buy your pre-tickets, though.
Yes, yes. Make sure you get your tickets. So there's something going on.
And there's also a preview. The dance program will host a small recital for free at 3 p.m. in the Fletcher Amphitheater.
Oh, wow. And that's going to be today.
That's
sweet. Today at 3 o'clock.
I hope the weather will hold up for it.
Yes, yes. I think we've seen all the rain today. I think it'll just be cloudy.
Yeah. It's that amphitheater space is really nice. You know, we've held a couple of events there. And then, of course, there was the screening for the play by Professor Mono Aguilar. That was great. I attended that event. But it's really nice to see that space used for different... You know, that was the design. Mm-hmm. We were only hoping that it would take hold, and it has, especially right now with so many of our buildings under renovation, as you had Dr. Lovato and her team on recently
Yeah.
To discuss those renovations. But I'm so glad that people are using that space.
It is very unique. I like it. I like the outdoor side of it.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, at some parts of the year, it's just not bearable.
Oh, yeah, no.
In the heat. But now that it's cooled off, it's a great, great meeting space.
Another great meeting space, the William R. Sinkin Eco Centro. They're going to be hosting the Green Santa Sustainable Holiday Market. And this is going to be happening this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3. And all the vendors, it's based around sustainable craft vendors. So just think green, very green.
And they'll have food vendors and some educational booths and local entertainment as well.
Yes. And so if you're still doing your holiday shopping, it's a good place to find that gift for someone. Definitely check it out. It's the Green Santa Sustainable Holiday Market over at Eco Centro this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3.
We've got a lot going on considering that we're in the final swing of things here.
It really is. So finals week, next week, how did you get ready for finals as a student?
Well, you know, it was really interesting. My freshman year, when I got to the dorm, because I lived in dorms my entire time, I was at St. Edward's University, and my roommate never showed up, or the person that they had selected for me. You know, at that time they made your selections for you, because I didn't know anybody from my high school who was going, so I was on the list. My roommate never showed up, and I remember the resident assistant, the RA, came by and said, "Don't make any plans, you probably won't stay in this room." So at the dorm, the third floor was reserved for seniors, and some senior, another senior didn't arrive either, and so I got moved to the third floor. Oh. And it was really interesting because, so my roommate was a senior, and he was also on the baseball team. I remember that. And so his head was down and his nose was in the books, right? I mean, every time I came into my room, he was studying. And so I said, well, the idea of turning the TV on or something like that was just out of question. I never even had to ask. And so I remember I would just come into the room, the little desk light would be on, and I was like, all right, I guess I'm in studying. And so I credit, you know, my college roommate for my success in undergrad, because my freshman year was just studying all the time. And
I would imagine if the lower floors were for the freshmen and sophomores, it'd be a little bit louder.
Oh, it was chaos.
But nice and quiet. The more you go up, and the more you become disciplined,
and,
I guess.
You know, when you went through the doors on the third floor, it said senior floor, right? And so somehow I got up on that floor. But I think it really did show me how to study, prepare for finals. And so I didn't use that approach of waiting till the last minute. You know, I just really studied all the time, and it was a great experience. I've often told that story because people say, you know, were you successful or not in college? And I'd say, I give complete credit to my roommate. There was no thought of partying on the third floor or in our room.
I think it's interesting now, because I know we are pushing these the 8-week courses. And I look back and I'm like, wow. I mean, it was always intimidating, the thought of taking an 8-week course. But I don't think it was ever presented as take 2 8-week courses and then take another 2 8-week after you finish the first two.
Mm-hmm.
It was never presented that way. It was always like, well, 8 week is available. You can take one while you're doing all your other course loads. But, I mean, man, if I can go back in time, I think the 2 week, I mean, the two classes, 8 weeks, 8 weeks, I think finals would have been a breeze.
Look, we know our population on campus is 80% part-time and 20% full-time. So there's a decision to be made early on, right? Mm-hmm. Am I going to go full-time or part-time? Full-time traditionally means 12 hours to 15 hours. If you're taking three-hour classes, that's either 4 or 5, right? And so, again, there's a decision to be made. Immediately, you know, and this used to surprise me because I would have students who when I would ask that question, are you going to full-time or part-time, they'd say part-time. And then they'd want to know why they didn't graduate in 2 years. Right? Well, if you don't take a full load, you won't graduate in 2 years. It'll put that off, determined by how many hours you do take.
Right? Yeah.
All right. So what this has tried to do is, one, rather than having now during finals five different topics to be covering as you're studying, this would allow you really to do two in the first flex term and then two in the second flex term. And maybe you would take one 16-week course.
Yeah.
Right? So that then you would have one going throughout, and that would give you 15 hours. It also allows you really to move through at a faster pace if you're taking two. Normally, as a part-time student, you would take two courses during the flex one, and then you would turn around and take two courses flex two. That would give you at least 12 hours. And then maybe you would pick one up during summer. You know, in summer, as much as we'd like to think of it as a normal semester, kids are out from school. Your work schedule might change during the summer. Sometimes just summer courses aren't possible. And so as much as it's a traditional term, a lot of students opt out from summer courses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is a great way because I think about myself, my undergrad didn't have this idea, right? We didn't have flex terms and we didn't have 8-week terms. And so every semester for as long as I went to school, there were always five subjects as part of my
course load.
My course load, right, studying for it. So
wow. And you know, summertime, it's, I remember back when I was a student, it was a time not for school. It was a time to make money. You have to make your money because when the fall semester comes around, okay, we're going to back off work a bit, but we need to have that nest egg there to fall back on and pull from as we need it. So I completely understand when I talk with students and I ask them, are you taking any summer courses? And they're like, no, I got to go to work. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Get a second job as well while you're working.
Did you
double up?
Were you a traditional student?
I was a non-traditional student.
Non-traditional.
Yeah.
So you went part-time?
I was very part-time. It took I took all 5 years to get through my program. And it wasn't unheard of in the RTF program to have a professor pull you aside and say, you know, you've been here a while. Let's go look at your degree plan and let's see what's going on and what can work for you. I took the 5 years, and I'm happy with it. I learned a lot. I did at my own pace.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a lot going on outside of college.
Well, you know, part of our institutional effectiveness plan, we review several key performance indicators. One is the number of hours to completion. And if you look at that, we've significantly lowered that amount. We're closer now to 67 hours. We're trying to get to 60 hours. That would be great. But students do some exploration, right, outside, and so that might throw them off a bit. We're trying to get students as close to 60 as possible. And then we're also trying to move them as close as possible to 2 years. I think right now we're at 3.8 years, right, students to graduation. Which is double the time, which makes sense if 80% of our population is part-time. But we're really trying to create avenues, if you want, for our students to complete the program in 2 years and move on to transfer institutions. What we do know is, too, our students are looking at two things. One is entering the workforce after completion, and so we want that to happen as soon as possible. Most of our students are in programs that have a completion rate and a hiring rate of about 98%, 99%, our fire academy, our nursing program. And then for those who don't enter the workforce, to transfer right away as well and complete the transfer programs.
And there you go. So if you're sitting around, get on up here to San Antonio College. Talk with an advisor today.
Get in.
Get started. I've been there. We're not doing anything else. I understand. But come up here and start investing your time into your future.
Right. One course is one course further along.
There you go. All right. Well, this has been another episode of Speaking of SAC. Tune in next week. We're going to be talking about the Empowerment Center here at San Antonio College.
I look forward to it. Thank you.